Well, we're talking with Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters, and he's been kind enough to give us a little time again this week. Sounds like the salmon fishing has become very consistent, good numbers, a little bit smaller fish, though. We talked about the techniques you're using with seven-color lead core and 300 of copper. What about the spoons themselves or fly colors, that kind of thing? Can you give us any tips on those?
Yeah, the hot spoons, naturally, is moonshine. He's got burnt toast and Ryan's flounder, and but the sniper's been hot. Atomic watermelon. Then the basics are catching fish too of the moonshine lures, and it's again, it don't seem to have any hot bait. One day it's one thing and the next day it's something else. The day we caught eight fish on a gosh darn Ryan flounder RV, and next day you couldn't buy a fish on it.
That's why you got to have a whole bunch of them, right? Find out what the fish want each day.
Yeah, we got to keep Tom in business. Moonshine.
What about flies and flashers or dodgers? Anything on that?
Well, the flies are fry flies, and still the hot one to me is the bloody nose.
Okay.
That seems to be hot. Some days they like the blue dry fly, and sometimes they like the green. So, I mean, it's just no consistency to me. Some days they won't even touch them.
But you are finding fish on something every single day, it sounds like, for a while now?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You just got to keep experimenting, changing up your techniques. Barrier speeds. Do you find out what they want and what they're doing?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear a little bit about the walleye fishing picking up, because I know you got your finger on that pulse, too.
Yeah, well, when I come on in from where I drive across, so I get to go across the shoals and out in the big water, and the walleyes are out there. They're not super yet, but we are getting two or three. When I zip across there, I'll stop, throw out a few baits just to see if they're around. So we are starting to get them.
What are you picking them up on?
Crankbaits.
No.
That's the only thing I got in my boat when I come back from salmon fishing. So the good lure there is reef runners. Reef runners or the husky jerks. You know, running them, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 100 back. You just got to vary them on the depth you're at.
Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters, I really appreciate your time today and great stuff. It's always good to get those tips from you and help people headed down to Fairport or wherever they might be on Lake Michigan this weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care.
Yep, thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.